Good. We are going to be touching very shortly on the key halachas of mizoynus. We'll be discussing tonight, Yemetz Hashem, the halachas of when do you do which mizoynus, which cakes, or rather, not exactly which cakes, but when is it that when you eat the cake, or when you eat crackers, or you eat biscuits, when is it that you're going to make alamechia and when is it actually going to bench? Because sometimes you're going to have to bench. And so we're going to be seeing this halacha shortly, mitzvah Hashem, which is very, very, very important halachas. Prior to that, we just have to complete still the Seif, Seif Hey, which talks about Pas Avedus Kichovim. Good, okay, so let's do Seif Hey and then get into the halachas of Pas Avedus Kichovim. Okay. That's page Samach Vav, bottom line. Pas Oved Kichovim Nikia. If somebody has got, we spoke at the very end of last year, we spoke about Pas Oved Kichovim. So the rule is that there is within Pas Oved Kichovim bread which is baked by a goy. There's two categories. One is some which are completely osur, it's an Issur Rabbanon to eat if it's made by a private individual goy. That's Pas Akum, and that is also not much different than Cholov Akum. However, if it's made by a baker, then it's a chumrah not to eat it. It's mutter maker, then it's a chumrah not to eat. That's what we're talking about over here. Chumrah not to eat, pas avet kechovim nekiyah, pas kibah shel Yisrael. You've got two loaves of bread in front of you. One is of better quality, but that is pas, which was baked by a goy. And the lower quality one is the one that was made by a yid. Which one are you meant to eat? Again, better quality is pas akum. Lower quality is Pas Yisrael. Which one do you make a bracha on? Pas Yisrael. Says Shulchan Aruch, bottom line. Pas Oved Kichovim Nekiya. For Pas Kiba Shel Yisrael. That's the scenario we just described. Im Einu Nizam Pas Oved Kichovim. If he's not careful about his Oved Kichovim, if he normally eats that kind of goyish bread, Mevoich Al Ezimem Shiyete. He can make a bracha on either of them. Vimu Nizam Pas Oved Kichovim. If he is normally careful, and he doesn't eat pas akum, he doesn't eat goyish bread normally. Mesalek pas noki shel oved kichovim me'al ha'shulchan. He will remove the bread, the goyish bread, the pas akum, will remove it from the table. Ad la'achar berkas ha'moitzi, until after the bracha of ha'moitzi, and then you can put it on the table. So if he is not careful, he can make a bracha on either. But if he is normally makbit, then he should take the bread away, because it's the better quality one, should remove it. And it should make the amotzi on Pas Oved Kichovim. Vim balabais enuniz. And now you've got a following scenario. What happens if the balabais, he's not makbid himself, mi Pas Oved Kichovim. He's not makbid, he will eat Pas Akum generally. Ve'ein dai telecho kol asuda rak Pas Oved Kichovim. Kinikio. He is not careful, he's not makbid. And he intends to eat the entire meal, the balabais intends to eat Pas Oved Kichovim. He's not makbid, because that's the better quality. Bread is not makbid, he's going to eat Pas Akum. Aval bnei beisoy, but his family is much more machmir. His family, his wife and his children have all much more makbit. They will only eat Pas Yisrael. So yoichl mepashe nenoki shel Yisrael. They should eat the Pas Yisrael. Veshtei alechem munochim al ha'shulchan. All the other bread should be placed on the table. Tzorech livtzah shel pas nekir shel oved kichovim. The bracha should be on pas oved kichovim, because that's what the balabai is going to eat. Hoil ve'u ha'boitzah, because the balabai is going to eat that bread. Ve'in da'at ulechol helo moise ha'pas. The moitzi will be from the pas oved kichovim. That's what the balabai is eating, and that's what he's making the bracha on. Fine. And the rest of the meal, the family can eat the pas yisrael, because they're machmir. The other scenario, the opposite scenario, if the balabais himself, he is machmir, he is machmir, the balabais himself, the balabais is machmir, he will only eat pas Yisrael, and on his table there is a guest who is not careful, he will even eat pas akum. Kim the mitzvah muteles al balabais yiftzah min ayofesh lo'evit kichovim kim in shehuta liftzah huta kol la'su'uda. It's a very interesting case. I think that's a very inspiring case. You're talking about a case that the balabais himself is machmir. The balabais, he will only eat pas Yisrael. However, he's got people invited to his table. People invited. And he knows very well that the people invited to the su'uda, they are not machmir. They will eat pas akum. So what should he do?
So the halacha is that since he has got people on his table, I mean, I would have guessed the opposite. What would you have said? Without the Shulchan, what would you have said? The Balabais himself, he's machmir. He only eats pas yisrael. People around the table, they eat pas akum too. Right, that's what I thought as well. I would have thought exactly the same. But Shulchan Aruch teaches exactly the opposite. Since you are the host, you have to see to your host.
To your guest.
Thank you very much. So they like pas akum. It's better quality. That's what they like. It is better quality, yeah.
But in your first case...
One second, just finish off this case. One second. They normally eat better quality. They want... So it's not nice if you're the balabais and you give them your chumrah, pasul, but they're going to end up eating pas yisrael, which is not of such good quality. So Shulchan Aruch says, you're going to eat pas akum. You can eat, even the balabais, pas akum in order to serve them the better bread. How inspiring. It gives us a bit of an insight what hospitality is meant to be like.
In your first case, you said he puts
them away.
No, yeah, but don't you have to make the brook on both?
We're not necessarily talking about Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos. We're not necessarily talking about Lechem.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah, you would have to, yeah. You'd have to.
You couldn't put the one away then, could
you? Yeah, that's right. You'd have to, that's right. So if you have, you'll need to have another one, that's right. You have to make sure you have got Lechem Mishnah. Yeah. So he says over here that Kim and the mitzvah and once you're allowed to make hamotzi on that bread, you're allowed to eat it for the entire meal. You're allowed to eat the entire meal, it doesn't make a difference now anymore because you've eaten it, so you can carry on eating. There's only three if it's the better bread. So we're learning over here an unbelievable yesod over here. The line, the crucial line is the first wide line in Mishneh Berurah. He says that you have to give covet and respect to your guest. But if you wouldn't be a guest, you wouldn't be allowed to. So again, just to get the case clear, the case is you are makbit, you are the balabais, and you are always careful, and you have to only eat pas yisrael, but you've got a visitor coming, and you know that he eats even pas akum. You're going to have to give, and pas akum is better quality. You've got pas akum, which is better quality. You're going to have to give, you're the host, you're going to have to give, you're going to eat yourself, and you're going to have to give the pas akum, which is the superior quality, because that's what hospitality is like. You have to lower it down, your madrega, in order to make it comfortable for him. And it's interesting, no? It's really interesting. I wonder, you see, that's really interesting, because I appreciate your question very much. Because this is a certain level of ruchnis that he has. He does not eat. He does not eat, generally speaking, pas over kichovim. And here, he has to lower his own madrega for other people. It reminds me, what the striking, Halacha Maaseh, I don't know, I'm not quite sure what the answer to your question is. But it certainly reminds me of what the Bessot Salanta, the famous motto of Bessot Salanta, you have to see to other people's gashmias and to your own ruchnias and all the other way around.
You know, you've got a story from
that's right. Which one are you referring to? That's right, yeah. That's right, very good. Yeah, that's right. Moshe Lovatchik in Zurich, that's right. Very good. Thank you very much for reminding us. Moshe Lovatchik in Zurich was a mamash goyis tzaddik. It was his grandson, Reb Chaim Briska. He was a very big tzaddik. He had lots of chumras. But when he used to be invited, he had loads of chumras, like mamash, briska chumras, in the most literal sense. He was a briska grandson, he was a Soloveitchik. When he was invited by Simchas, he would eat anything, and people would sometimes put aside for him special wines and special foods and special drinks, especially in Switzerland in the 1970s, 1980s, it wasn't like it's now. So it was like certain colors involved in the food. And they would specially set aside for him special foods that, you know, would be okay for him, and he wouldn't eat that. He wouldn't eat it. He would always eat what the balabais what does he said that he said he wouldn't. He said I can't come to the Suda and have my special foods, and I can't come to the Suda and not eat because that's not the Eretz steak. It's not respectful to come to be invited by a bar mitzvah, to be invited by chassan, not to eat like everybody else. He said it's not. It's lack of respect. He said I can't. So if he was going to come, he was going to eat everything like everybody else. Yeah, he would eat everything. Yeah. Okay. That's scandalous. Yeah. It's a bit like also we saw in Hilchas Tainis, we saw that it's a bit, we saw in Hilchas Tainis that people who fast on Bahab, you know Bahab, Sheni Chamishi Sheni, which is a Chumrah. Who fast nowadays Bahab? Sheni Chamishi Sheni. If somebody does, you have to hide the fact you're fasting. If you're publicizing it, you're wasting, you might as well fast. Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, okay. We're now ready for Brocha, for the concept of Pasa Bo B'Kislin. Now, I think the best way to explain Seivav, which is a very important Seiv, is if we just make an assumption now, there is a concept called Pas Habo B'Kislin. That is as follows. Where there is something called bread, pas. And bread we're going to call from now onward Pas Gomo. Bread. That's a loaf of bread, that's chalas, that's bread. Bread, normally, you're going to be kaviyah suda with bread. You're going to have a proper meal, sandwich, you're going to have a meal with bread. You're going to make hamotzi, and you're going to make birkas hamazon afterwards. That we all know. Then there is something called pas habo b'kislin, which we are not going to define now and today what pas habo b'kislin is exactly. But because that's going to be a later zeef, we're probably going to touch on it hopefully still this week or beginning of next week. What exactly Pas Habo B'Kislin is? Pas Habo B'Kislin is, I'm going to, for the purpose of this zeef now, we're going to call it cake. Okay, we're going to call Pas Habo B'Kislin is cake, which is something which you make mezonos on. But we're going to question now, what is the broch you're going to make afterwards if you, when you make alamechia, when you go beyond alamechia. Does that make sense for now? Are we okay to start the zeef like that? Yeah? Because normally, what do you have cakes for? What do you have Pas Habo B'Kislin for normally? Snack. Very good. That's the crucial point. Normally, you're going to have Pas Habo B'Kislin, if we're defining it as cake now, you're not normally going to have it as a full meal. You can have it as a snack. So normally, it would make sense that you're going to make a lamechia. So, we'll see. Says the Shulchan Aruch as follows. Pas Habo B'Kislin. Seivav. Pas Habo B'Kislin, which we're going to define at a later point. It's going to be defined in Seiv Zayin. But for the moment, we're going to translate it as cake. Pas Habo B'Kislin, mevoi cholov boir min mezonos. You're going to normally make on cake, you're going to make boir min mezonos. V'le'achov, and afterwards, bocho, achas, mein sholosh, you're going to make alamichio afterwards. Mein sholosh, of course, is alamichio. Ve'im ochal mimenu shir, now. Oh. Fascinating. And if you have a very substantial amount of this cake, that other people would normally have that amount, you only have that amount of cake if you have a full meal. You have so much that it's actually a full meal. Then, even if you personally are still hungry, you're starving and you had loads of cake, on a normal day, that cake, would, as much as you had now, you'd be full from it. But it happens to be, it was after the tiredness. It happens to be that you just didn't eat properly for the last 2 days. You're starving. So you personally, you may still be hungry. But you had such as a huge amount of cake. It's not even such a huge amount. You just had a substantial amount of cake that you could be full from it on a normal day. Then, half a picture of seven menu, mevorech olav hamoitzi ubeikas hamozon. If you know you're going to have now, oh, that much cake, you're going to make not alamichio, mezonis alamichio, you're going to make hamoitzi, and you're going to bench after this properly. You go indeed. Yeah, hamoitzi and bixamoza.
If you know you're going to have that amount of cake, isn't it better to have water?
You should. It happens to be that you just have nothing in the house, you have that massive cake in front of you, you say, you know what, why do I bother making supper? I'm going to go through that cake right now. I'm going to plow through it right now.
You make hamoitzi on the cake then?
Indeed. You're gonna make a mozen. Oh, so if you have it as a snack, the rule is if you have it as a snack, that's precisely what Chazal meant. You're gonna make mezonis and alamichlo. If you have it as a snack, normally mezonis is for snack and therefore, you're not gonna bench because I wasn't on it. You're gonna make alamichia only. Yeah.
What about mezonos sandwiches?
Oh, we'll get to that. That's, we're gonna get to that. Yeah.
probably come into it, that I thought I'd learnt, even if you're not having this huge amount of Mazonas, if you're basing...
We'll get to that, Mishnah Berurah. Very good. We'll get to that. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Once you've made it, sure. The more, the better. Absolutely.
If you start off saying the Mazonas in the cake, you don't intend to eat so much, end up eating loads and over the end bench.
Yeah. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, very much Rabbi Kagan's case. If at beginning you just said, I'm going to have one Rogelach or maybe two, but then as you had them, you said, oh, actually, so you made Berach over Berach and you made the Berach over the Mazonas, you made the Berach over the Mazonas, very innocently, I'm going to have two Rogelach and not even one more than two. But then, but after what turned out, you went through the whole box. You had enough to have had that others would have had a whole suda from it. You had enough. It's enough to have a whole suda really from it. Then you should bench. You didn't do amotzi because you thought you're going to have two rogalach. But eventually, what you had enough that it was a proper kviya suda. You had quite a substantial amount. So now, because of that, you're going to make birkas hamazon after that. One second, I want to say again, it's after bishul beirach amotzi tchila. If you had not a big amount, just a couple of ogolach, after bishul kaveh alav, and for you, you think that actually that's going to be enough for me today. You're a very skinny person. You don't have a lot of appetite. So if you have just a little bit, but that is going to be your lunch for today. So ve'im afal pishu kevelov enu mevoich elot boirim in emizoynes ve'bechasim en sholosh the butler died itzel kolodom. So if one person says, "I'm just going to have for lunch, a few biscuits," and that's going to be your lunch, and you're really satisfied from it, you will still make brocha choyna. And Mizonis and Bocha, you're not going to bench Hazon, because Botla Dayat, it goes according to the world, and it doesn't go according to you individually. Okay, Botla Dayat, it's a local order. Okay, but I think that the point I want to just emphasize is that if you have cake, which is Kvias Suda, which is sheer Kvias Suda, then you're going to bench. So everything that we said that normally, if you make Mizonis and Alamichio, that's the appropriate bocha for cake. That is only true if you're not kovei asud on it. But if you're kovei asud, you are fixing, you're establishing this as your meal, then the halacha is hamotzi birkas hamazon. Now, yeah. If it's part of the meal, please define. Very good. Okay, that's going to be the Mishnah Berurah. That's going to be the Mamash Mishnah Berurah. That's going to be the Mishnah Berurah. Give me 1 minute. Yeah.
It's probably jumping the gun. But there are different
types of Mishnah Berurah,
right? So there's
different Simonim. That will be Siv Zayin. We'll get to that. Yeah, but not tonight. Yeah.
What if it's not maybe cake, maybe something else that you cook it?
Oh, that's Siv Ches. We'll get to that as well. Okay? So I purposely do not want to define now what Pasa Boba Kisnin is. I'm just saying cake. I'm not defining Pasa Boba Kisnin. Yeah.
What about in Shabbat, some people have cake for Shalosh Shudas? Instead of having a bread, they'll make, and then they just have a bit of cake and make alamechia.
Therefore, what are you asking?
So is that a problem?
If you're Kovei Asuda...
Yeah,
if you have a sheer kviyas suda, if you had the amount which is kviyas suda, which normally most people would normally have a meal from that amount, and then you have to bench hazon. If it's not sheer kviyas suda, you make mezonos alamechio. Now going to your point, which is a really critical point, that Mishnah Berurah speaks over here in Sifkot Chav Daled the following very very important shaila. What we are talking about now is a person who eats only the cakes, only Pasa Boba Kisnin. So we are saying that if you have less than a share, you make al amicha. If you have more than a share, kviyas suda, you're going to make hamotzi. But that's only if you ate that mezoinos. If you only had that item, that roll, that cake, you must eat the amount that people have. That's the amount that people eat to get satisfied from it, levadri only. But now the next few words are the critical words. What happens if you ate that imbosso with meat? Or dvorim acherim, or other foods, shemlaftim boya pasta, you do it together with, you eat that together with the bread. Then, sagik sheoichel shish achim regil misboya memenu, sheoichim gam kenim dvorim acherim. Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if you have cake, but you have that cake, that roll, or whatever it is, that cake, that pasta bo mekisnin, you don't have so much of that, but you eat it together with meat, or you eat it with something that is eaten together with that pasta boba kisnin. The pasta boba kisnin per se wasn't very much. It was only a little bit. And you made that. But you are now eaten a whole meal and your kaveh suda with other things together with that. What do you do now? What do you do now? Says the Mishnah Berurah that although you had not kaveh suda on the mezoinus, but since now you had so much and you are kaveh suda with that pasta boba kisnin, yes, you will make birkas hamazon. You will. Halach lemaisa. Sandwiches. Yeah. Yeah. So Mishnah Berurah says yes. When you, it depends when you realize that it's going down that route. If you are finished already, so now you have no choice, you're going to just have to bench. If you're finished and suddenly you say, oh wow, I'm really had loads, then you have to bench. If you realize at a certain point, you say, oh actually, that's going to turn it into a meal, then you should wash now. And then, no, you can't. If it's kviyas suda, you can't.
Just wash or say amotzi too?
I meant wash and amotzi.
Because in the first block is now a block
over. It would turn out to be a bokh shen tzicha, absolutely, that's what happened. That's life. Yeah.
You may go to maybe a simchos.
Absolutely. We're learning now, Rabbi said, that if you have pasta boba kisnin, which is shirk via suda, you have to wash hamotzi benching. And not only that, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you have a pasta boba kisnin, cake or whatever, which you had a shirk via suda, not just the pasta boba kisnin itself, but with all the foods that was eaten together with it, you're going to, again, wash, bench, hamotzi. Yeah?
So with DD sandwiches, which does say on the box, mezonos.
That's also,
yeah, I mean, the other shops say mezonos for small amounts or something, but the DD ones say mezonos.
I'm not sure what to say. Well, I'm not sure what to say.
I'm in a rush.
That seems like
yeah.
So if you have a meal and then you have cake at the end.
So good. So now. So
you're having mezonos, but you're having all these other things as well. So
yeah. So Reb Shlomo Zalman asks, what happens if you have a mezonos? That's Mamash Yul Shaila. That's a very critical Shaila. What happens if you have a mezonos, but, and you have food, and they're not nothing to do with each other? So, one extreme will be the sandwich, that you have pasta boba kisnin, and you have things with it. So that's considered, that's, you're gonna bench at the end. But if you have mezonos, pasta boba kisnin, you have cake, and then you have something that has nothing to do with the cake. What would be an example? You have chips and cake. I don't know. You have cake, and then afterwards you have chips, and now you're full. Now, do you have to bench or not? So here, Reb Shlomo Zalman wants to say a chiddush, which is very meduyik in the Mishnah Berurah. How would you learn the Mishnah Berurah? How do you medayik the Mishnah Berurah? Very good. Absolutely. So the Reb Shlomo Zalman and other gedolim are medayik the Mishnah Berurah, and that's a diuk in the Mishnah Berurah, that im ochloi, I'm the third line from the bottom. Im ochloi im boso, feeding with meat, oi dvorim acherim, shemelavtim boy hapas. That you're eating it with the bread. Then you're going to make birkas hamazon. However, if you had a bit of cake, and then you end up eating something else as well, and now you're full, you can still make alamichyo on the bread, and you don't have to bench. That's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be holding. I wonder, yeah, maybe that's, what do you think? I think that's, I think that's you have a strong svot. I think you have a very strong svot. So we're going to get to what exactly, we'll get to that. I hope to speak to that. Tonight we'll speak to Moi Mitzvah about what is the Shir Kviya Suda, how much is it? We'll speak about that to Moi Mitzvah.
Somebody told me, if you've got mazonos but and you have too much, if you have a crisp beforehand, you make the broch and the crisp, and then mazonos, you wouldn't, and you have a lot of mazonos afterwards, you wouldn't have to make to bench.
You don't have to bench. That's a bit what you were saying. It's a bit similar to what you were saying, yeah.
Somebody said it's a bit tenuous though, that.
Yeah, it's not so posh. It. Yeah. We'll get to that tomorrow, Meshem. We'll speak about it. Yeah, it's not a kibetzah. We'll speak about it tomorrow, Meshem. We'll define exactly according to the posting because there's a bit more to be said about that. So we'll speak about that. But again, I'm not defining now exactly what Pasavo Kistin is. That's going to be Siv Zayin. Okay, so to speak about just to summarize what we learned tonight, Beis Hashem is Baruch Shemo, we first spoke about this Chumrah of Pas Yisrael. We learned if somebody himself is two scenarios, and a person himself is makbit, but his mesubim are not makbit, you eat together with the mesubim if that's the better bread. We learned afterwards the rule of Pasavo Bekisnin, that if you don't have Shir Kviya Suda, you make Alamechio. If you're eating beyond the Shir Kviya Suda, you're going to make Birkas HaMazon. And we learned the Mishneh Berurah says that if you have it with other foods, you're also going to make a bit hazon, but Reb Shlomo Zalman's diuk. And we learned also that the Shir Kviya Suda is bottle diet. You don't go according to your own individual understanding, but according to how the world sees Kviya Suda. More on that tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.